Guitarist Steve Hackett joined Genesis in 1970 to record the Nursery Crime album and stayed in the band until 1977, playing on 6 studio albums and 3 live albums. He became the first member of Genesis to release a solo album in 1975, but since leaving, he's released a further 23 albums, with this year's Wolflight his best chart placing since 1983. As well as albums with Yes members Steve Howe in GTR and Chris Squire with Squack It, he successfully revived the Genesis catalogue with the Genesis Revisited Albums and Tour, which was awarded Event of the Year at last year's Progressive Music Awards, and released both London Hammersmith and London Royal Albert Hall shows as box sets. Now with Wolflight, his first original album for 4 years, he talks about the album being photographed with wolves, and I mean real wolves, and the Genesis Revisited project. But firstly, the new record.
It's something that comes from many different styles of music. So, you know, it's everything from... There's pop music in there, there's rock music, there's world music, there's music from Azerbaijan, there's music from all over the place on it. And the idea of the title, Wolflight, is something that... It's the hour before the dawn when the wolves like to hunt. So it's as a kind of symbolic thing for the record, but also the album sleeve. We have real wolves on the front. I spent some time with some wolves 1 hour outside Rome and had a wonderful time with these creatures, playing with them and feeding them and meeting their young. And it was one of the most extraordinary days of my life.
We filmed them 1 hour outside Rome. We spent a day doing photographs with them. I had the idea. There was something that my wife, Jo, she'd written a magazine article, which was very well received, about the Wolflight. Now, she did that many years ago. The hour before the dawn, just as the light starts to change. And it's the time when wolves hunt. We were thinking, as we were writing lyrics to this album, that the wolf was important, as it was part of man's early connection to nature, and the fact that the wolves and man befriended each other. But then there was also the aspect of their, as well as their outer journey, their inner journey as well, the wolf as totem and their shamanic journeys with that. So I think in a way that gave plenty of scope to interpret that. And again, this thing about early people, their early struggles, and often they were the underdog. I was thinking about the nomadic people who took on the Chinese and took on the Romans, and they actually beat the Romans. It was the people for whom the Great Wall of China was built, to keep them out. So it's a lot to do with that. It's a lot of reflecting about what the ancestors did, what they represented, the toughness of their lives, but the fact that they did so much on the run because they were nomadic people. So, you know, when the lyric talks about them, you know, running with the doe and deer and loving when they could, that was part of it. I wanted to get myself into the mindset of that. So I was reading a lot of books about that subject, and had a great time doing it. The whole journey of that and that sort of connection with ancestors runs throughout several tracks on the album. And I think the idea of freedom and the underdog, all of that has been a sort of central part of it.
Winds of colours drummed with the bombs, gathered through the clouds, over wastelands we roam. Wolves from the wind swept plain, bound by brotherhood, ran with the doe and deer, loved when we could. This night, why must we fight for every night? Why must we fight for every night?
I feel very proud of the album, and I think it's the best produced of all of the albums that I've done. And for many years, I was trying to do this thing, which is a kind of pan-genre approach, many different styles. Whether you call it eclectic or not, it's a kind of a travelogue in a way, because I get very influenced by the places that I visit, both as a musician, but also just as a tourist sometimes. And my wife and I, Joe, we often reflect on our experiences of being in places such as Morocco, or as we were recently, we were in Iceland. And these places are all the extremes, you know, the extreme heat, the desert, and then suddenly you're in another world, which is the world of snow and volcanoes and polar bears, 50 miles from the North Pole. And sometimes it's work that takes me there, and other times it's just, you know, to go and see something. So all of it seems to influence the work that I do. So as I say, part travelogue, but it's also part time machine, because we like to write stories about the past, and to honour the ancestors, the early forms of music that they were making. If they were drumming, it was with bones, literally, bone orchestras, and the earliest flutes are bones being hollowed out for people to blow down. And so there's a sort of prehistoric link with this stuff, and I think with the link with the wolves, who were before the idea of the dog is a man's best friend, as we say in English. I think the wolves, which were, you know, the ancestors of the dogs, you know, they were an important link to with nature, leading man to water, food, shelter, protection from floods, all sorts of things. So a lot of the album touches these different areas. I think it's not just about the music, but where the music comes from.
A lot of people have said that it sounds cinematic, maybe because of this thing about, you know, group plus orchestra. When I started out, I wasn't thinking of making it sound like a concept album. I think that all music starts with a doodle, and it's all a shot in the dark, but then you start to find that the songs start to talk to each other, and if you bring in certain themes that crop up and they're done in different ways, I think an album starts sounding more concept-y. And I realise that if there's an underlying theme throughout the whole album, it's the idea of the underdog and freedom, whether it's the slaves or it's this sort of vampiric idea, or indeed, as with Wolflight, the idea of the nomadic people fighting the more organized, huge organizations, the Romans, the Chinese. And so I think it's about freedom of the individual. And obviously, I've used all these various ideas of the ancestors as symbols. So it's about the individual, but it's also about the communities as well.
Gone are the chains, run free on the sand, soaring through the air, the world in our hands, with peace in your heart, love in your
touring at the end of the year. I'm doing the UK, Britain in October. I think I'm doing America in November. But this all has to be agreed. You know, the British dates are set, but I'll be celebrating several things. From Acolyte is the 40th anniversary of my first album, mm-hmm. Acolyte. It was 1975. And as ever, it's going to be a mixture, because I want to honour the past. And, you know, agents and promoters have said, you know, you did a very good job of the Genesis stuff and people loved it, bringing back the dream. So I don't want to deny people the dream of that. I want to keep the flame going for that, you know. I still believe in it. I still love it. I think it was marvelous music, in many ways unsurpassed. So it's a privilege to do that again. And but there is an afterlife, you know. There is a Genesis afterlife, and it's called Wolflight at the moment. All of it, in a way, gave me the idea that really that music lives on, whether it's being played by an orchestra or a tribute band or in whatever form it is. That music refuses to lie down and die. It's part of the culture of many countries. Yeah, Genesis was a very important part of my life, and I love the music. We're all still friends, the guys together. I think that's important. We still have love for each other. Still a lot of competition between everyone, of course, you know, very competitive band, but you know, maybe one day there'll be a chance for everyone to play on stage again, maybe. But meanwhile, of course, you could wait forever and a day for that to happen. So I decided to go out and do my own version of that, and, you know, the relationship with the audience and with the music. It's important not to say goodbye to the child or the adolescent in you. So if I can take the young man with me into the future, and the young dreams, that's what made up, you know, that magnificent body of work that everybody wrote. You know, it was a great collection of writers, and I'm very proud of all of that. So I still have a relationship, and I feel I have a responsibility towards it. It's not a duty. It's because I love it. It's, why would you abandon a child? It's beautiful. It still lives. All the guys in the band know that I'm available for that. But you have to have everyone, you know, thinking along the same lines at the same time, and it has to be approached in a very non-competitive, collaborative kind of way. So it might be possible one day. It might be possible.
Dark and grey, an English film, the Wednesday play. We always watch the Queen on Christmas Day. Won't you stay?
Our interview with Mr. Steve Hackett, no less, featuring tracks from his new album, Wolflight. In the interview, we played you the title track, Wolflight, and then a song called Heart Song. And then from the Genesis Revisited live album, recorded live at Hammersmith Odeon, it was, of course, another Genesis song, Blood on the Rooftops, which I thought was very English, which kind of fitted in with our theme tonight. But also, it's not one that gets often played. So, Blood on the Rooftops from the Genesis Revisited live album, featuring, of course, Steve Hackett and a cast of several.